Blog Talk Radio. welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host, Jessica. And we want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. This is a really awesome night, isn't it?
It is an exciting night. It's exciting. A full moon tonight.
Full moon.
Which and everybody can look out, and it's very cool because there's a cool star next to the moon tonight.
I know. Tonight. My daughter was saying, it doesn't look like a star. It looks like it has points.
So maybe it's what?
It's an alien spaceship.
I don't know what it
I'd
is.
I'd rather think it's a star.
It's pretty cool looking. And then there was a cloud, like it was
yes,
the moon
drifting
and the
by.
Cloud. It was so cool
and
looking.
And that's here in Florida. Up north, it's the same moon, though.
It is the same
The
moon.
Same star.
Same star.
Probably a different cloud.
From a different angle.
Different angle, that's right. They're like further up. We want to welcome everyone to the show. This is a really cool night because all over everyone that's participating in the Powerball. It is the highest Powerball
Florida
drawing.
Powerball.
Well, this is Florida
isn't
Powerball.
It Florida Powerball?
No, but it is Florida Powerball, but other states share in this. Correct?
They can play, but isn't it the Florida Powerball? Each state has their own Powerball, don't they?
Share in the Florida Powerball. I don't know. That's a good question.
It says right on it, Florida Powerball.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to put on my thinking cap, and my thinking cap tells me that there are different states that sell Powerball tickets, okay?
From different, yeah.
Let me tell you how that works because I'm reading it right now. Okay, the Powerball lottery is played in 31 states. I see I'm reading it because I really don't know. That you just asked a question I had no idea the answer to.
See?
Okay, here we go. Are you all ready for this?
I'm ready because I don't know the answer.
I don't know the answer either, and I'm going to keep looking.
Well, because I know up north they play Powerball, but it's not the same Powerball as our Powerball.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, okay.
I think you can play any of the Powerballs, but you have to request that state's Powerball, right?
Really?
I think so.
I don't think so. I don't think that's how...
Do you think it's one Powerball?
Yes.
For the entire United States?
Well, no, it's not. It includes... I don't know. Multi-State Lottery Association, it says. And you know, this is a question I just never got.
Maybe
gotten.
Someone
so
in the chat room can give us the answer.
That's a great idea because I really don't know. Well, you caught me off guard on that one.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm glad you did because it's a great question. So hopefully someone will know the answer. But the neat thing about tonight's show, we're doing something really fun. We sent out an email tonight. We're going to make the announcement tonight. We have purchased a quick pick.
Yes.
I did not pick the numbers, therefore I did not use the angel's help, therefore it is not self-serving. We chose a quick pick Powerball number, and we are announcing tonight on the show that between now, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time this evening, 11/28/2012, if you send an email to my email account at docginny@aol.com, that's docginny@aol.com, and in that email you say, want to be part of the Powerball, just say, put me part of the Powerball, my name is, and tell us what your first and last name is. If this ticket wins, we will share the winnings. Jessica and I will get one portion each. And whoever sends in those emails, if it's 10 emails, it's be 10 other people.
Right.
We'll split it 12 ways.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 15 emails, we'll split it 17
right.
different ways. That's what we're doing.
What, estimated at $550 million.
It is the largest Powerball ever.
Yes.
You know?
$550 million. Think about that.
It's rather amazing.
That's a lot of money.
Now, I have to state, too, that we are not responsible if somebody electronically sends it. It doesn't get here. It doesn't show up in the email. Even if you say you sent it, it shows you. If it's not in the email box, we cannot be held liable, nor Blog Talk Radio, nor any of its affiliates. I need to make that statement. So whatever shows up in the email box, then everyone then can share. I just got one email just now, so... people are listening. See?
All right.
So send me your emails, and it'll be really fun, you know.
It'd be even more fun if we win.
And I'm even going to announce the numbers in just a little bit here. At the end of the show, I'm going to announce the numbers that are on this.
Mm-hmm.
And so that they can, you know what, better yet, I'm going to send the numbers that are that's on the
ticket. Yes, email them to the people that email you.
Before the drawing, to all the people that send me an email.
Because you don't want someone copying your
number. Well, that's exactly why I can't do that. Yes, you're right. I'm going to send an email to all the people that sent me an email. And this is no one's paying for this. This is just a share.
Right.
With the goodness of our hearts, we're going to share it with those people that send us an email between 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight. Again, send an email to Doc Ginny, D-O-C. docginny at AOL.com. Send it there and just say Powerball, enter me, and my first and last name is, and we will do that for you. So there you go.
And we're going to win.
And we're going to win. I just, and it's a full moon.
I know.
I mean, this is like, wow.
Super energy.
This is like awesome.
Well, we bought some at work today, so the three of us at work today are going to split it evenly if we win.
Cool.
So, and I bought one of my very own.
You did? Okay, good. I'm
and
glad
I played birthdays.
You know, I
which are all kind of low numbers. After I did it, I'm like, that was kind of dumb.
No, I think you got to play whatever you feel. I mean, I told you I was I picked some numbers.
Yeah.
And I kept trying to put it on one number, and my hand would not go over there. And I'm like, okay, this is silly. And then, but it just kept. So I finally stayed with the number that my hand seemed to be forced to go to.
Okay, so that was
meant
to
be. Let's see if that one is the motivating one. I don't know. But again, anyone who sends in the email tonight will be allowed to share this with us.
That'll be exciting.
If they send it in between the times already discussed. This is going to be a good night because we're also going to do our readings tonight. We're going to have a good time. Let's see, what did we do last weekend? We always update everybody on what crazy, weird stuff. Last Saturday, okay, like the rest of the country, I did decorate my house on Saturday morning, right, clean, decorated for Christmas. And then we decided to take our, well, we took my daughters and went on a bike ride.
That's right.
And we went really,
we went a lot further than we planned on going.
Okay, so here's the thing. We decided that we wanted to take a bike ride, and we wanted to just kind of, we were probably going to do a couple of miles.
Right.
And but we brought our little ghost hunting equipment because Jessica and I do what we call, we have a group. It's actually on the net. It's just one page, but it's called IntoTheLightPIT.com, IntoTheLightPIT.com, and it stands for Into the Light Paranormal Investigative Team. And what we do is a little bit different than what other groups do. We go out wherever there's supposed to be some kind of spirits, and we make contact with them, and then we offer to cross them over.
Right.
And so we knew that there was a spot on the trail that we all sensed had some activity.
Mm-hmm.
So we rode the bikes down about 2.5 miles, and we did a little spirit communication, which was interesting. That was a little
interesting because we got activity during the day.
Yes.
Which is kind of unusual.
It really is. They were lighting up our flashlight. They were lighting up the EMF reader, and they were communicating with us.
They were.
And
I mean, it wasn't real specific.
No.
But they were.
And they did not, you know, we talked about the crossover. They were not interested.
No.
And it's in those instances where we say, okay, you know, that all we can do is offer.
Right. And they were like, meh.
Yeah, and they just said visiting.
They're
like, we were visiting, right?
Right.
And we're like, yeah. So we left, and then we decided, you know, we'd go a little further. Unfortunately, a couple of things happened. We realized that we'd gone further than we intended.
Yeah.
and so we ended up doing 7 miles, which was good
that
for
was
just
cool.
a little cycle. But then my daughter was on her longboard.
Yes.
And she had the bright idea, which I almost, my heart was in my throat, you know how we have the overpasses over, you know, so the bike trail has the overpass, and it was a really steep way down, and she'd only had her longboard for 3 days.
I know.
That she
so
saved
very
up her money for. Yes. And, you know, I said, hold on to the railing. But no, my daughter decides I'm just going to be like Joe Ranger.
Evil Knievel.
And down she goes. And, you know, you reach that point where if you jump off, you're going to die either way. You know what I mean?
Well, and the longboard was fishtailing
because she
was going so fast.
She was probably about 30 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all watching and on our bikes
and going, oh my God,
scream or do anything because we didn't want to distract her. We're just and you know what's funny? You know how I believe so much in positive thinking and manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that. And I want to talk about that because I just saw Joyce Meyer. She was talking about manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Osteen talks about manifesting. The Secret talks about manifesting. So it doesn't matter whether you're a spiritualist, whether you're, you know, agnostic, whether you're, one of these TV preachers. Everybody believes in manifestation.
Right.
They were actually picking out points in the Bible that could be construed as manifestation, and it speaks about manifestation. So I thought that was interesting. But I'm watching her. I'm watching her fishtail,
mm-hmm.
and I'm thinking, she's going to make it. She's not going to fall. She's going to pull this off. Instead of thinking, oh, my God, she's
going to
fall.
And that was good.
And
that
I would not allow, and I was saying, she's going to make it. And she came down, and she came to the turn and made the turn. And we were right behind her.
I know.
And she was white as a ghost and shaking. She said, oh, my God, Mom, I didn't know what to do. You know? And I was shaking. I'm like, I would kill you if I wasn't so scared right,
right.
now. Because, oh, my gosh. Well, anyway, so she said, I'll never do that again. Oh, my. And so good lesson learned. No one got hurt. We went about 50 feet down the
mm-hmm.
trail, and there was a guy sitting there with another guy. He was all bloodied up.
Oh,
his
yeah.
shirt was shredded.
Mm-hmm.
He apparently tried the same thing and did not.
They wiped out, yeah.
Real bad. And he was sitting there telling his friend that he's all, I don't want to say the word.
Screwed up.
Yes, messed up very badly. So I felt really bad for him, but I kept thinking, my God, my little daughter, who's so teeny, she would have been, oh, can you imagine?
Well, I was shocked that she attempted it after only having the longboard for a couple of days.
What was she thinking?
Because my sons have been skateboarding forever, and they...
Yes.
They always fell, you know?
Yeah, and
it's just part of skateboarding.
Honestly, I'm going to tell you the truth. I think she was so afraid
right.
of what I would do to her.
And
I said to her, I said, tell me the truth. Weren't you thinking my mom's going to kill me?
Yeah.
You know, because I would have. I would have been, no, I wouldn't have. But
you would have killed her, but
I would
that, was scary.
That was scary.
That was scary.
So anyway, it was a wonderful Saturday, though.
It was nice to get some exercise.
Yeah. So we decided we're going, instead of, you know, we like to have Adventure Saturday. And we're going
to
keep doing that. And actually it got so dark. We lost track of time. We
uh-huh.
were having so much fun. You know, the trails here go past farms, and there were some cattle, and
right.
there were farms and rivers. And so we're just having such a good time that we didn't realize the time, and all of a sudden we're like, it's going to be pitch black by the time we get
back.
Which it was. But we had our cell phones. The iPhones have those
mm-hmm.
flashlights.
Mm-hmm.
So they worked, you know, and, you know, it was
yeah.
a good time.
For those of us who had to go ride to the car all alone in the forest, in the dark.
A quarter mile you had to go.
All alone.
A quarter mile, but... it's a long story. We won't go into it. But Jessica, some of the bikes were ridden to the trail. Jessica took hers to
right.
the trail, and my daughter had her longboard. So Jessica had to get back to her car and then came back to pick the rest of us. It's a long story. But anyway,
all
it worked out.
By myself.
God, you're such a little wuss. I can't believe it. Well, let me tell you, I could say so much, but I won't because that trail is very scary at night.
Well,
I know
it's
it is.
Just,
I've been
there's
on
no
it at
light,
night.
Then it's dark.
It's pitch dark. And, you know, you hear, do you know people, I have been told, now whether this is true or not remains to be seen, but I have been told people pay a higher fee to have a house on a bike trail for insurance.
Well, I guess because you could just kind of jump over the fence and...
Yep, grab and run.
I
mean, if you're on a bicycle, you know, you get a bicycle going really fast on a trail. You can be out of there. Where, you know, especially a lot of those communities are gated.
And I never would have thought of that, you know, until you mentioned that.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just so nice, those trails.
It's beautiful.
You know,
and it was
really
a lot of fun. And we actually got exercise, and it motivated me because I went bike riding last night.
See? So we're going to try once a week now to get about 7 to 10 miles in on our bicycles.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be good exercise. So yay for us.
I know. Yay us.
I know. Yay us. We're doing good. So tonight we're going to do some mini angel readings. Everybody kind of knows that's ever called into our show. If you want to get a mini angel reading, you can call us at 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. And by calling that number, you'll go into the queue, and I'll take everyone in order, and hopefully you'll be one of the callers that calls in, and we'll be able to give you some advice or do an intuitive reading or maybe a little bit of medium. Well, let's see what happens. You never know.
Yeah.
I always say it's always very, very, very
well, and usually it seems to follow a theme. Everybody kind of calls in with the same thought.
Isn't that odd how that happens
mm-hmm.
each and every week?
Yep.
It's so odd. Okay. All right. So should we take our first caller? What do you say?
Yes, I think you should.
Let's take our first caller. Okay, our first caller's calling from area code 805 with a prefix of 617. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Thank you. How are you tonight?
Wonderful. Thank you. What's your first name?
My name is Donna.
Donna. Welcome, Donna, to the show. What part of the country are you calling from?
From Santa Barbara, California.
Oh, wonderful. Great. Well, how can we help you this evening?
My friend invited me to go to Thailand in February, and I don't know if I should go. You know, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Somebody said
look.
Not to go or
okay.
thinking San Francisco.
And Donna is your real name.
Yes.
Me take a look here. Hold on. Okay, so the first thing that I'm getting, and I want to say this very, very, very carefully. The first thing that I'm getting, I've got to ask this question. Was he or are you, was there some kind of marriage, not between, you know what I'm saying?
It's a girl I'll be going with.
Okay, who am I seeing, what's the marriage? Who was in a relationship that was like a marriage?
I was, but that was like 7 years ago, but I wasn't married.
Okay, that's what
it is. But I'd like to get married. Does it look like I might get married?
Well, the first thing, it's funny because people will call with their question, and I always let them ask their question. And to be honest with you, when they're asking their question, I'm connecting, and then the angels come out with what they came out with. So the thing I want to tell you is they're bringing up the fact that you were in a relationship that was like a marriage but wasn't a marriage. So that's why I have to say that first. Does that mean... yeah, I know, right? Don't you hate it when they bring stuff up that you didn't even ask? I don't hate it because they're always saying it for a reason.
No, not at all.
It's a good thing. And I will answer and I will address your question. I promise you there. The thing that the angels are telling me, though, is two different things. So first off, they're saying definitely go on the trip. The trip will be safe. It'll be a good trip, and you'll enjoy it. But the other thing they're saying is, and I want to kind of go here with this. They're saying that as much as you want to meet somebody, that I don't know what happened in the relationship that was like a marriage, but there's been some stress since. Was it over that relationship, or was it something that happened right after that relationship?
Well, he drank, and so I didn't like that. We broke up, and then a year later he drowned going to his boat. He drowned. He was drinking, and he couldn't swim.
God bless. Okay, that's where the stress comes in. Okay, and that's why they're saying these are the two messages they're giving to me is that you're finally in a more peaceful place about that. However, forgiveness has been still very hard for you. Correct?
To forgive him for all the drinking and gosh, I mean, just controlled my life and I've forgiven him. I've spent like 5 years by myself and having a relationship with myself and that part I've liked, and now I'm just kind of wondering, venturing out to maybe have a companion because I don't have kids. I'm all by myself. I don't have any family here.
Here's the thing. You should, and I do see that relationship coming, but I'm just going to hit on this one more time. They're saying that forgiveness is important, and I don't really think it's so much for him because they're guiding me away, and they're saying forgiveness for yourself. You're frustrated with yourself for having put up with it for as long as you did.
Yeah.
That's part of what your frustration is, and that's where the forgiveness needs to come. You need to realize that you did that for a specific reason and really just tell yourself, you know what? I mean, what happened. That was a learning experience. It had to happen the way it did, sadly, unfortunately. Again, I'm very sorry for his loss, but they're telling me you're much braver now, and you would never settle for that type of situation. You would be strong enough to move on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I just want you to know that, okay? So you just know that. You never do that again, so that's never going to be an issue. Now, about a man coming into your life, I go back to the trip. The trip is good. The trip's going to be wonderful. You're going to have a great time. They're showing me when you are going to have a relationship with a man. A man's going to come within the next, and I know this is a long time because you don't want to hear this, but I see within the next 2.5 years, it could happen next week. It could happen a year from now. It could happen at the 2.5-year mark. But you're going to be involved in a relationship that's going to be the one you're going to be in for the rest of your life. Okay?
Oh, that's
now
nice.
And 2.5 years from now. And this is the thing they're telling me, though. You're the one who's going to wear the pants in that relationship because you wear the pants in the relationship. Otherwise, you're not comfortable. Is that true?
Everything was my idea. Let's go travel here. Let's do that. And to tell you the truth, I don't like that so much. I like a man that comes in and you know, likes to participate and have ideas. And, you know, because otherwise, if I'm the one orchestrating the life, then they come along for the free ride.
I understand that, and I do believe that you absolutely want a man to come in and make suggestions. But at the same time, the angels are telling me, you will be the one that controls the relationship, and you always have been. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But what you want is a man who's capable of controlling it but still allows you to control it. Do you know what I'm saying? Because they're showing me as soon as you find that man, then you will have found the one that you were looking for, the one who's capable of controlling it but allows you to do it because you do like you are a little bit of a planner and a plotter, and you know how you want things to go. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you know,
I don't want a controlling man. I don't want someone that's controlling me and, you know, putting me down, and I don't need that
okay,
for anything.
Now that's putting you down. If a man puts a female down, that's abuse. It's abusive. That's all it
is.
So you should never settle for a relationship where you feel like you're being either verbally or physically abused. You know, it's so easy for someone to get hit and say, well, I've been physically abused. But most women don't recognize that they're being verbally abused. So if a man's putting you down, even if he's chipping away at your self-esteem, that's abuse. You know, no mistakes about this. That is abuse. And no one deserves to be abused. And oftentimes females will get caught into that pattern where we're stuck, and you just don't realize that you can get out. And all I'm going to say to you is I think that you were stuck a little bit in what you were involved in many years ago. You will never put yourself in that position again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, where I see that leadership role coming from you. You are going to make sure that you demand and get the respect you deserve, and good for you. So I do see the man coming into your life. I do see the trip. It's a great decision to go on this trip. You're going to have a really good time. Okay.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely do that. And they're saying this is the retreat you need. This is exactly what you need, and it's exactly what you should do. So it'll be successful. I see triumph. So I think that'll be really good for you. This is like a really odd question, but they're telling me that you'll be fine except for a foot thing. Do you have trouble with any of your feet now when you walk a lot?
I walk a lot.
Okay. Talk to me about one of your feet gives you a little bit of trouble sometimes.
Yes, it does. I had a broken ankle, and I could feel it once in a while. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What they're telling me is when you get over there, that might act up on you just a little bit. So the information they're giving me is ice it down at night because you're going to be doing a lot of walking. And it's going to make you nervous because it's going to start to irritate you. And the advice they're giving me, and again, I'm not a medical doctor, so this is as they say for entertainment only. But ice it down at night after your day's journeys, and you'll have absolutely no problem with it. Okay.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay. All righty.
Wonderful.
All right. So I think things will go very well for you, and I'm going to wish you a really good time. And I don't know if you heard about our Powerball drawing that we're doing tonight.
Yes, I sent an email.
Good, wonderful. Great, great, great. I haven't had a chance to look because I've been talking, but I will go and look in just a minute and see how many emails we've gotten from that. But you'll be entered in, and we look forward to it. And feel free to stay on and listen to the show.
I will.
But you can listen, okay? Thank you so much, Dr. Jenny. Donna, for calling in.
Thank you so much. Enjoyed that.
You're so welcome. God bless and take care.
Bye-bye.
What a sweet woman, huh?
Yeah.
Lady, good for her. Well, I'm glad she's going to have a
so
great
exciting.
Trip. It'll be a lot of fun.
I would never say no to that.
No, and it'll be a safe trip for her, too. She'll have a really good time.
Cool.
We've got some folks in the chat room wanting to know a little bit about the lottery drawing. What we're doing tonight on the show is between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you send an email to docginny@aol.com, that's docginny@aol.com, and put your first and last name on it and just say enter me in the Powerball drawing, What's going to happen is I have purchased and I have not used my gifts to purchase this ticket because that would be wrong, so I did do a quick pick. We purchased a Powerball lottery ticket.
Yep.
It is estimated at $550 million.
Yes, it is.
And everybody who's on sent me an email. If this ticket wins, everybody will receive a portion of that drawing.
Distributed evenly.
So Jessica and I would be one of, if it's 10 people, she would be 11 and 12.
Right.
If there's 20 people who sent in their emails, it would be 21 and 22, 22 portions evenly
divided. For $550 million, I think that would go quite a long way.
A lot of green money. And think of all the good things we could do with
money. Wouldn't
that
be awesome?
And it's funny because I had this thing that came out today about people who win the lottery, you know, and how they go
berserk.
Well, it's funny because I remember there was a show on TV not too long ago, and they said, you know, what do people do when they win the lottery? They go on vacations, they buy new cars, they pay off their bills, settle debts, etc. But they say that the past winners of, like, mega lottery drawings, actually, like, about 70% of them end up going broke within a few years of after winning
the
lottery.
How depressing is that?
Well, and here's the thing. This is what they say. What I'm reading here, I'm going to read to you, it says past winners of mega lottery drawings have said, invest wisely, learn to say no, and be prepared to lose friends while riding an emotional roller coaster of joy, anxiety, guilt, and distrust.
Wow.
And this is what happened here. There was a woman, she said, I had to adopt to a new life. Her name is Sandra Hayes. She's 52. And she worked for Child Services as a social worker. And she split a $224 million Powerball jackpot with a dozen coworkers.
Okay,
in 2006. Her lump sum was a little bit in excess after taxes of about $6 million.
Wow.
She said, I had to endure the greed and the need that people have trying to get you to release your money to them. And you can imagine.
I can imagine.
She said it caused so much emotional pain and distress. She said, and people who you've always loved deep down, they turn into vampires trying to suck the life out of you.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah. And she said she kept her job with the state of Missouri for another month. Paid off all her loans. She said she went to Hawaii for a week, bought a Lexus, but now she put herself on a fixed income, you know.
Right.
So that she knows that she will not outlive her money.
That's smart.
Yeah. And she says she still shops at discount stores and lives on a fixed income.
Wow.
So good for her.
Yeah, but she never has to work ever again.
Never again. And it's true. There was a New Jersey lottery winner who squandered $5.4 million of his fortune.
Wow.
A West Virginia man who won $315 million a decade ago and said the windfall was to blame for his granddaughter's fatal drug overdose, his divorce, hundreds of lawsuits, and absence of true friends. And so I almost wonder, if you win the lottery, do you tell?
No.
You know,
I would tell my immediate family. Other than that, nope, I wouldn't tell anyone.
Yeah. They say that being able to manage your emotions before you do anything sudden is one of the biggest things. And they said people who've never had the comfort of financial security before or had to eke out a living from paycheck to paycheck, it can be really confusing because all of a sudden you have this belief that no matter what you do, you're never going to have to worry about money again.
Yeah.
And they say it's just not true because you get yourself in just so much trouble. But here's a guy who 20 years ago, he spent 20 years, excuse me, at a meatpacking plant. And we all saw this on TV. He and seven other ConAgra Foods co-workers won $365 million on the Powerball. And he said he used some of his winnings to, you know, go to Australia, New Guinea, Vietnam, et cetera. Then he retired 3 weeks after they won. And he spends his time woodworking, playing racquetball, tennis, golf, and walking his dog.
Wow, that sounds
and,
nice.
And here's the neat thing he said. He said, you know, I bought a bigger home 2 years later. He said, but this is where my roots are. I live in Nebraska. I love Nebraska. He said, I'm not going to leave. He said, and I get to walk my dog every day. I get to enjoy myself, and I'm pretty much living off my interest because I've invested conservatively. And I think that's the key, is to make sure you get a budget, a good accountant, a good lawyer, and be really careful. And he says He says, you know, I could buy a super yacht or a Gulfstream. He said, but then I don't think I'd ever use either one. So I think that's kind of cute. Point is, I guess if you win, you got to be really
careful.
Well,
you
got to
be
really
careful,
conservative,
right?
You know? And I guess
I could probably burn through all that money in about a month.
You know, I think we would do the Elvis thing. You know, because Elvis loved to give his money away, which
yes.
is why he almost
that's,
died basically
I
in
know.
Common, you know. And
now how do you say no to people? People in need, that's
it's
so hard.
It's not that you want to help, you know. You, when you have that kind of money and you see somebody, you know, you go, you ever go to a car dealership and you're sitting there and, you know, you're haggling over the price
mm-hmm.
and the guy at the next table, you can hear getting declined.
Yeah.
And you feel so bad for them because they have small children. Mm-hmm. You're thinking, oh, I wish I could help those people.
Yeah.
You know, you'd end up doing things
wouldn't
like that.
Wouldn't that be nice?
You know? So there's good ways to do it that would protect you and ways maybe that that aren't good.
Well, you can do it, you know, be a mysterious benefactor.
There you go. I wouldn't change anything in my life. I wouldn't change my house, my cars. I would be exactly who I am now, only with more investments. And,
right.
And we talked about helping people who fall through the cracks,
yes.
people
yes.
who aren't eligible for welfare people,
yeah.
you know, single moms,
that would be my
single moms
thing.
And single dads who, you know, are struggling, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, you do fall through the cracks and nobody realizes
right.
how much they struggle.
Some people are eligible for financial aid
yeah.
or all the other things and welfare and all that, and then other folks, they just make
just
a
little bit too
much and they're not mm-hmm. eligible for anything.
Right.
So those are the people I'd like to start
yes.
an endowment for sometime.
I agree.
Right?
I go
so there
along
you
with
go.
That.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take our next caller. You agree?
I agree.
Let's do it. This caller's calling in from area code 435 with a prefix of 406. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello.
Hi. What's your first name? How you doing?
My name is Tina.
Tina. Well, hi, Tina. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Utah.
Utah. That's a very Mormon state. I'm sorry, I don't know what made me say that. How do you like? What do you do there in Utah?
Well, right now I'm working at a little Mexican restaurant.
Wonderful, good for you. Are you So you're living in Utah? You're working at a Mexican restaurant, and
uh-huh.
And where are you from originally?
Arizona.
Arizona. Okay, good for you. And how can we help you this evening?
Well, I recently got my kids are a sudden custody thing. My ex was thrown into jail. And,
okay.
I'm in this itty-bitty town, and I don't know if I should try to move the kids to someplace I can get a good job.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've been just torn up that way, and then I have my ex saying he wants to get back with me, and then a boyfriend
okay.
saying he wants to marry me, and
okay.
I'm
well,
just tired. I'm confused.
Well, I can understand. Let me help unconfuse you a little bit. Okay. First thing I want to say to you is, why is the ex-husband an ex?
Hello.
Yeah. Why is the ex-husband an ex-husband? You know why, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
What has changed?
That I have custody.
Okay, but the question is, what has changed about him that if you got back together with him would prevent those things from happening again? Nothing,
I don't
correct?
See anything.
It's
yeah.
changing. No. Okay. So guess what we just did? We just took that off your plate. Okay? Because he's your ex for a reason. You wouldn't want to reintroduce those things into your life, I'm assuming, correct?
Right.
Okay, so see, we just solved one problem. So, now take that out of the equation, right? Would you
okay.
agree?
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Okay. So, even though you love somebody, I know you still love your ex. I can
mm-hmm.
feel that. I can sense that. But loving somebody and somebody being good for you are two different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he was good for you and the kids?
No. He has good
oh.
points, but no, he's very
sure.
manipulative.
Okay.
Controlling.
and you were unhappy and you felt like you couldn't breathe and you felt claustrophobic and you felt like you couldn't enjoy your life, and in fact he alienated other people around you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I got all that. I see all that. So here's the thing. All right. You've got him. You know he's not healthy for you. It's certainly your free will to choose him or not, but, you know, it's kind of like, why would you choose something that you already left for good reason and nothing has changed and nothing conceivably will change in the future? So why would you want that? So we're going to take him off the table. So now what you have sitting on your table is a boyfriend who, in fact, wants to get married, and the
yes.
fact that you currently have a job that you're struggling financially with, but you do have possession of your kids, which is the most important thing. So let's ask this question. Can you legally move from the state?
As soon as these papers go through, yes.
Okay. And when are those papers going through?
Should be by December 5th.
Okay, so I'm going to ask this question because I'm being shown something. You love your boyfriend, but you're not sure if you want to marry him.
Yes.
Because there's red flags there too, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Do you think you deserve to be treated properly? With respect?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you want, you've got three kids?
Yes.
Okay.
Three. They're teenagers. And.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see them. So do you want your children to grow up and have healthy relationships?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. If you came home every single day with McDonald's food, every single day, and then every single night ate a big bowl of ice cream with sprinkles and whipped cream, do you think your kids would probably end up doing the same thing?
Yeah.
Sure. So do you think that if you allow yourself to enter into unhealthy relationships and children see you living with an unhealthy relationship and settling every single day, that they might, too, mirror that and end up settling and having unhealthy relationships also?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. I think we just took something else off the table, didn't we?
Yeah. I just feel like I'm trapped here because I'm staying with a friend.
Okay.
And both sides are saying that they can help support me and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I'm... You know, I'm scared to move. I like this little town.
Of course you're scared to move. Mm-hmm. So then here's the next question. Is it feasible that through some kind of state-funded educational program that you could reach the point where you could then anticipate a higher-paying job at some point in the future?
Yeah. Well, see, my life... Where I'm drawn is to, like, body talk and energy medicine, essential oils.
Okay. So have you've actually been involved in that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to get that business going, you're going to have to invest a little bit. And there's nothing wrong with that. You can do that when you're not working at the restaurant. But I guess what I want to say is you do need a support network around you. But I'm not suggesting that the support network be an unhealthy relationship at any cost, no matter what. So if I was your best friend and we were sitting there having a cup of coffee, I would say to you, Tina, the ex is not even a question, but the boyfriend who you know has red flags, why would you want to enter into another unhealthy relationship just for stability? Because is that, at what price are you paying for that stability, right?
Right.
Now, your friend is offering you some help and is extending a hand to you to give you that help. And I know that you don't want to overuse that.
Yeah.
So the question
is... It's hard to live with.
I know it is. But that friend wouldn't be offering it if she didn't want to, okay? The other thing
mm-hmm.
is you have to recognize is if you were to move the children, which there are some very good reasons to do that, do you know where you'd go? Do you have a plan for that?
I have a possibility of going to Wyoming and driving haul trucks for $18 an hour.
Okay. And if that happens, the children are old enough that you wouldn't be there all the time, correct?
Right.
But they'd be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so why not find out if that opportunity can really materialize? And if that's the case, I'm seeing that putting some distance between you and the ex is a really good idea. Is that true?
Yes. But on the other hand, I know that the kids miss him. We've had a restraining order against them for almost 2 months.
Okay, Tina. See, these are some of the words that don't go together, okay? When you say the words restraining order, and yeah, the kids might miss him, but kids also miss eating ice cream for breakfast, but they can't do it because it's not healthy. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, what you're telling me is as soon as that paperwork gets filed by the end of December, you'll have the ability to leave the state. And if you have to have a restraining order against your ex, my guess is there's a good reason for it, or that restraining order would never have been put in place. So I'm going to say something I never, ever say, and that's run like hell, okay? Go ahead, take this other job if you can get it. Give yourself a fresh start. I mean, you know, I can't tell you truly what to do. This has to be your decision. But golly gee willikers, when you're talking restraining orders and manipulation and control and power plays, and you know what I'm talking about,
yes.
It sounds to me like it's really, really time for you to be able to start off fresh. It really does sound that way. Make
what
sense?
What can I do to make the fear... The you know, as I'm worried about so many different aspects, the kids in school, the, you know, financially well-being. And I do the prayers, and I put my problems with Jesus, and I'm like, okay, guide me and direct me.
I can tell you that without a doubt, your faith will carry you through this, because fear is just an illusion, and truly it is. Fear is nothing but an illusion, and fear will control you to the point where you become frozen in one place and end up extending a really bad situation far beyond what it ever should have been extended beyond. So I think you need to say, this isn't working. There's no opportunity truly for me here. The only way I can have independence and maybe put some distance between myself and an ex who I had to get a restraining order against would be to go ahead and take this job opportunity. So solidify it and jump in with both feet, because, you know, it sounds like you need to make some very adult decisions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, Wyoming's a beautiful state. And if you had this opportunity at $18 an hour, which is far more than you're currently making in your current position, correct?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Even with tips, I'm going to tell you that is something you should really consider. Because even in your off time, you can still work on the spiritual side of healing that you want to work with.
Yeah, and that's where
My
heart lies.
I know, I can tell. So that would be my suggestion to you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Make sure you send in an email to us tonight, okay?
I definitely will.
Okay, very good. Take care and God bless, okay?
Thank you. Good night.
Good night now. That's a tough one, huh?
Mm-hmm. That is a toughie. And you know what, I can relate, because I'm a single mom, and I've been a single mom for 10 years, intentionally single mom,
yeah.
Because I didn't want to have to put my kids through anything. Now, my ex is not abusive in any way.
No.
He just was kind of non-existent.
Right.
There's an extreme difference, you know.
Right, exactly.
But I didn't want to have to put, especially my youngest, I didn't want her to have to deal with the whole Right. You know, new relationships. I mean, it's tough for kids to have good self-esteem and
it
go
really
through
is.
All this.
It really is. It's hard. And you know, the other thing is, I think sometimes it's hard to get out of a situation, you know.
I can imagine that you feel trapped.
Yes,
you know?
And that's where she feels right
and
now.
And I get that because it's scary being on your own. It's scary to only have you to depend on.
Right.
I mean,
but
I can relate.
$18 an hour.
That's awesome.
The cost of living out there
yeah.
is much lower.
And it's supposed to be beautiful, too.
Yeah. So I would
she
say
can look at this as an adventure. She has teenage children
yeah.
who would probably welcome a change.
A change.
You know?
And frankly, when you have to get a restraining order, that's a big
that's
warning
scary.
Sign,
yeah.
you know? Of, hey, I need to look at
well,
this.
And you have to look at the safety for yourself and for your children.
Correct.
You know,
exactly.
if you have to put a restraining order on their father,
right.
then, you know, obviously you probably should get as far away from him as you can.
Amen. I mean, without a doubt, without a doubt. And you know what? She'll do the right thing. I know she will.
Yeah.
I think she's just a little fearful, well, which
we
all
it's scary.
Would
it's scary.
Oh, without a doubt. But I think she's going to be okay. I think she's going to make
do it. She'll take the plunge and... She'll find her courage.
She'll be like, yeah, I did it, yay. So that'll be good.
Yeah.
I hope she does call us back and let us know how she's doing because I think she's going to do very well. So right now I'm going to say let the sun shine in. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. welcome back to the Christian Psychic Cafe. That cut off really
I was
going to
say, that just kind of ended.
That really did. That was like a pretty bad version of that song. It was supposed to be a remix, and it didn't
sound
very
good. And it started
out
so loud.
I know, and we had to lower our sound headsets.
Yeah, I took my headset off.
Really
I'm like,
loud.
Okay, I'm now deaf.
Yeah, I know. But you know what's really cool is that it's still a good song. You
yes.
know? I mean, I love that song.
But it takes
song.
Me back, boy.
Boy. Boy.
Boy.
Boy. It does. It does take you back, doesn't it? I mean, to a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, pretty neat. All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller, and then hopefully, and by the way, I did check the emails. We got some emails.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are going to be, and
so
by
all
the way,
of us lucky folk are going to win.
At 5 of 11 tonight, each of you will that sent me an email will receive an email with the numbers that are on the quick picks. So
and they
you'll
can
know
watch
when
the drawing
happens. Yes. So it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be really cool.
I'm excited because I feel like we're going to win.
I mean, it's a full moon. The energy's good.
That's
we're
right.
We're in the ascension. I mean, it's happening, baby.
Okay.
It's going to be really great. Let me go ahead and take this next caller. It looks like you're calling from area code 504 with a prefix of 813. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I know that voice from anywhere, vet woman. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well. I don't think I've talked to you in, what, six,
forever.
8 months, something like
yeah,
that.
It's
forever.
Been
it's
yeah.
been a long time. I will tell everyone your name.
I'm Maria. Hi.
Okay.
Everyone.
And she's calling from where are you now?
I am back home in New Orleans.
Oh, good. Very good. Okay.
Yeah.
Jessica, you'll know who this is in just a second. As
I was
going to
say,
starts,
who is this?
You'll know as soon as she starts laughing.
Okay.
Jessica
okay.
adores your laugh. I'm going to tell you that.
I do.
Yeah.
So
oh,
do it.
So please laugh for her. How are you doing?
I'll try at some point.
Okay. Thank
it.
You. I appreciate it. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I am back home. I am going back to school in January.
Mm-hmm.
I broke up with that boy. But
okay.
like we're on good terms. We just are people that shouldn't date each other.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. That's
yeah.
okay. Okay.
You know, we kind of realized that, like, our East and West were never going to meet at the same point.
Mm-hmm.
So then, should I be looking for something now? I'm not really looking or not looking. I'm kind of at a good place and like, okay, school be done in like a year,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm kind of figuring things out from there.
Okay.
But
are you involved in that EMT program?
No, this is Xavier.
Oh, finally,
so
you decided
is,
to
yeah.
finish. Yay,
this
good
is finishing
for you.
School, finishing school. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
I'm
best
happy for me,
decision
too.
You. Oh, that's fantastic. Great. Okay. I'm very happy, and I'm just going to say this for the record. Your mother must be ecstatic.
No, oh, she's very happy.
Yes. Good. Wonderful. Good, 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 good. Okay. So, you want to know what's happening? What's gonna happen, boy-wise, man-wise?
You know, what's shaking up?
Which
on the scene?
Let's see here. Let's see what I can see. Okay, first of all, I'm being shown one of the same things I'm sure I've told you in the past, or probably the last time we spoke, which, like I said, was probably 8 months ago. I don't know. But they're telling
That's
me that
better.
You need to not settle. You need to not compromise who you are, what you want, what you're looking for.
Indeed, yeah, that's true. This is true. I agree with that.
It is true. Because every time that you have, the results
Nothing
have not been stellar.
Me.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. There you go. Okay. So the next thing I want to say to you is they're showing me that the man's coming your way, but oddly enough, they're showing me a little bit of a retreat or a pause before the one comes. They're showing me that you will be graduated. You will be in your career. In your
okay.
career. Okay. So,
I can pause.
Yeah, okay, good, because that's what I see. I see this pause, and I see you literally working in your career, And that's when this happens. That's when this happens. Because he's going to be on the same level with you. And one of the things that's really important is that you need somebody, A, who's really intelligent, but B, who has a strong social conscience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really important. Like they're showing me, if this person doesn't have the same social conscience as you, doesn't have the same kind of, you know, feeling for the environment around you and for everything else, you want somebody who's green. You know what I mean? I don't mean little green alien man.
You know what I mean? Mossy?
No, I don't mean mossy.
But you never know. They can be here now.
Could be. That's right. Maybe that's what I saw next
I'll
to the moon tonight.
I'll pick up a copy of the Inquirer. You're like, what?
You never know. It could happen. But what I'm saying is you need somebody who's eco-friendly. And not echo-friendly like I used to say because I'm illiterate, but I now say it correctly. So I really have said that. And I'm also seeing that he's going to be just a couple of years older than you, 2, 3, 4 at the max. So between 2 and 4 years older. Yeah, I think you can.
I can work with grounded. I can do that.
Yeah, and that's what you need. You know, the social consciousness is really important for you. I see because, you know, you just need to be on the same level with this person because, and I'm going to say this. You're such a unique individual, and in a good way. Don't take that the wrong way. You know, sometimes people can say, well, you're just so unique. And then you think, well, what the heck does that mean?
Yeah, it means bless your heart. Like, yeah, leave.
I have a neighbor that whenever I talk to her or other people that she doesn't know what to say, she'll go, wow. That's all she does. Wow. And so it's kind of become our little joke at the kitchen table. I hope she's not listening. That would be really bad. But the point is, I see that you're unique in the best way there is, in that you're not the kind that's mistrusting of your guy. You're not the kind that demands him to spend every spare moment with you. You're not the kind that says, you know, he can't devote himself to work. You've got a really healthy attitude towards a relationship. And so this should be a slam dunk for you. It's just been hard, and I think the reason why it's been hard for you is because you truly have not known what you wanted out of life. So how could you find it with someone else?
Oh, no, because the minute you said you're going to meet him in your career, I was like, did they tell you what that was?
That's what everyone wants to hear as you're going through your graduate studies.
No, okay. I feel bad because my dad's like, what? So, you know, you're going to keep your major? You're going to, like, I don't know. Like,
yeah,
my goal
see.
Is to be out in, like, a year.
Yeah.
He was just like, okay, but this is stuff you do for your life.
Yeah,
year and
right.
a half. Then,
right.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Yeah. This is what I would say. This is what I would say to you. I would say that I still, and have you done anything to work towards veterinarian or anything in that area at all?
No, I've just been vet tech. Like
I tried
to work when I got back at a different place and was like,
okay.
Oh, this isn't
yeah.
good.
Yeah,
now, I've
yeah.
never so quickly had, like, you know how normally you get someplace and you're there for like a month or two or a year or
yeah.
2 years and you're like, this is really my thing. It was like day two. I
and then
like,
you
the
you
second
walk.
Day was like, this is bad.
Yeah.
And I was like,
okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't going to
okay.
work.
Okay. I'm going to say to you that I feel really strongly that I still feel like you would be great working in something like that. It's where your heart is. You know what I mean? You have a compassion for animals that we see rarely. And, you know, kind of by osmosis, you've gotten a lot of education. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would say to you that although that may not be what you think you're going to end up in, you will in some way, shape, or form end up with something. Now, you may end up working, doing a nonprofit
mm-hmm.
with animals. You know, I could see you doing that because I'm going to say, you know, no one knows who you actually really are. I mean, you know, like they're not going to come knock on your door. But money's not the most important thing to you. Not
yeah.
because you're wealthy, but because you just you want to be happy. You know the importance of being happy. And so
yeah.
I can see, right? So I can see you getting involved in something like that and doing really, really well. But that's still where I see it. Now, I got to ask this question. Jessica
mm-hmm.
was going to take Zumba Sunday at the mall.
I was.
And do you think she'll survive it? Because didn't you do that?
Okay, you'll survive it. Okay, do you dance at all?
No.
Okay, so then if you're like me, who doesn't dance at all except like in my head, and
right,
I'm not remotely rhythmic, I have no rhythm.
Yeah, that's pretty much me.
Okay, like if you can go and not care that you're doing something and you're going to look and be like that, you don't look like that person. Like if somebody's going to walk by you and say to you, you know, you don't look like the person up there doing the thing. It doesn't look like that's what you're doing. If that doesn't bother you, then you're going to be fine. Like,
oh,
okay.
Great. In other words, I'm going to look like an idiot.
Active, do the do. No, okay, like I have Zumba videos. And the guy I broke up with would walk by me doing them and go, you do realize that that girl's doing this, and that's not what you're doing. And I'd be like, okay. Like, I don't have your rhythm. I don't pretend. I'm not that coordinated. It's okay. You know, as long as you're okay with the fact that you're going to be doing something and it's not what you're doing, or at times you're going to do something when you were going to really have to pretend to do something because you can't even figure out how to try to do that.
Gee, it sounds fun.
No problem
yeah.
after that. If there's a whole lot of people at the mall, you'll be fine. If it's just you, go home. But if there's enough of a crowd or like you can be in the middle of people, work it out. You'll be fine.
I'm going to be sitting outside in the mall with a video camera.
That is the only problem with this class. It is in the mall in a glass. Yeah,
but when you see a lot, like a lot of times people who, anybody who's willing to teach their Zumba class in the middle of the mall knows that they've got to have like 50 people. They have to have enough people where
right.
it's not going to be obvious that you don't know what they're doing. And if they're really smart, they're bringing other instructors who know they know are people from other classes that they know what they're doing and will put them in visible spots.
That's
so you just
smart.
Hide in the middle.
That's really smart. Yes, I like that.
Because they walk for the things that, like, look, it's so easy. Everybody walking by is doing it. They'll plant people in the mall. So all you have to do is be in the middle because no one will even see you.
No one will even notice me.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll go in the back,
go.
In the very back.
And you'll know them because they'll come in Zumba clothes. They'll all be in neon stuff that all says Zumba. They'll own the $80 Zumba shoes. Like,
no.
The average person owns no Zumba gear. You either teach in class or just weigh into it. Seriously, do you know anybody that owns a Zumba t-shirt that doesn't teach it? Anyone.
No.
Nobody. Okay, so.
Well, so now I'm rethinking my Zumba thoughts.
No, I think you have to do it. And I think that I will video record it.
Oh, sure.
My daughter said she'd do it with you.
Yeah.
I have a delicate back. I'm not going to risk it.
That's a plan.
Yeah, I know. That's as good an excuse as ever. But
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it once, and we'll see if I – because I am really uncoordinated. So
this is what we'll do. We'll cycle
You'll
to
either
them all.
Have so much fun that you don't care.
Right.
Or, you know, halfway through it, you're going to just, you know, Zumba your way out the back of the crowd.
All of a sudden, you'll see her doing the back steps, and she'll come
yeah,
right up to the mall.
Moving farther and farther and farther, and then she'll just try to blend with the mall crowd, like, what are those people doing?
That's right.
What is that?
She's gonna,
like, I don't know what that
come
is.
Out.
I
you
that
know
thing.
Me. She's going to say, let's go for scones and donuts.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
I know, exactly.
Right.
That's why I
want
a Zumba, so I can eat the scones when
there
I'm done.
There you go, there you go. I think it's a great idea. Well, listen, it's great talking to you. I'm so glad you called in tonight. And I saw you sent in an email, so you are part of the drawing. I'm thrilled.
I got to do something.
Amen. Listen, this is a big one. This is $550 million. This is think of the awesome nonprofit you could open with that, right?
I totally would. If I could
own
a vet clinic without being a vet, I would own a vet clinic.
I believe you would. I believe you
just
would.
Just to call the shots. I'd be like, this is how it rolls.
I think it's a great idea. Well, keep your fingers crossed. I'll send you. I'm sending everyone who sent me an email the numbers at 5 of 11 so they have it, so they can watch the drawing and say, oh, we won.
Yay.
That'll be really cool. So, listen, you take good care of yourself. Okay?
All right, you too.
All right. It was great talking to you.
Indeed. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Isn't she great?
She is. She cracks me up.
Me too. She's such a delight. You know, I've missed not talking to her. It's been a real while since we've heard
Has
from
it?
Her. So, yeah.
Well, but Zumba sounds scary to me now.
No, let me tell you.
If you have to have rhythm.
You know what? You do have rhythm. I've seen you dance in front of the TV. And, I mean, we used to go to clubs in the 80s.
Yeah, okay, that was when we did the hustle.
I know. I actually took a hustle class. Did you really?
Yes.
I didn't. I just had the same dance moves. After a while, if you danced with me for 5 minutes, you knew them all. It was really sad. But that was a workout. We used to dance like
crazy. It was
crazy.
A lot of fun, and I didn't think about it. But I was also in my 20s.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Now I'm not in my 20s.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm in the middle of the mall.
All I'm going to say is I think you can do it, and I think you do a great job, and I think you should do it.
Yeah,
seriously.
And I think you should do it. With me.
I have a delicate back.
Uh-huh.
There's no way.
You use
I'm
that
getting,
back for everything you don't want to do.
Oh, wait, there's actual labor to be done here? No, I've got a delicate back. I can't do that. So sorry. But I'll make sure I watch.
Uh-huh.
No, if you go, I will be there as support. My daughter wants to take it with you.
I know.
So you guys should do it. Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay, well.
I'm going to try it once. You know what? Until you try it, you don't know.
You don't know, and I don't know when they're going to have that opportunity. I think they're doing it for like $1.
Well, and that's why we were going to try it on Sunday.
I know. You have to do it.
It's a good introductory to see if you hate it or not.
Well, yeah, I think if you go and you love it, it's going to be
It just
so
looks fun. Like fun. It looks like people are having fun.
Let me tell you, when Zumba first came out,
mm-hmm.
I knew it was going to be a hit. It was about, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago, 7 years
mm-hmm.
ago. You don't know. I tried financially to get in on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I started trying to contact the people who made the first Zumba CDs.
Oh.
Do you know who? It's not really that big of a stretch to figure out who started it and who partnered with the guy who actually did it.
I have no idea.
Gloria Estefan.
Well, that makes sense.
I had to trace it. It was so hard to trace it back.
Really?
And trace it back and trace it back till I finally got to it, and her husband had set up a corporation, and they were behind it. So, yeah. So it's a lot more structured than anyone realizes.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, try really hard.
It looks like fun.
Yeah. But
you do look like you're dancing.
You're dancing. You're having a good time, and it's more fun than aerobics.
Yeah, because aerobics can be boring.
I hate step aerobics. You know, step up, step down. Oh, my God, I just want to beat them. I hate it. All right, so you know what we're going to do? We're going to take another caller because that's what we do here.
And that's
we
your
take
job.
Calls. That's what we do, exactly. Okay, so here we go, and this caller is calling from area code, looks like 732 with a prefix of 940. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Dr. Jenny and Jessica.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Wonderful. What's your first name?
D.
D, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Wonderful. Well, it's really good to hear your voice. How can we help you this evening?
Well, I have called before and spoken with you before, and I remember having the group reading. It was a group reading with you and Reverend Jay and Jessica and someone else. That was months. That was back in the summertime. Because I remember I had just met someone and was hesitant about, oh, should I even bother meeting him and all that, you know.
And
you all encouraged me. You all encouraged me and said, yes, go for it, you know. And someone said, oh, I see a romance blossoming. And I thought, yeah. <You know? laughs> And
no, I remember distinctly, actually, if I recall this correctly, which is amazing that I can even remember this, but you were concerned because he had several relationships, but he got out of them for good reasons, the reasons he was no longer involved with them, correct?
Right. That is correct.
And
very
I
good.
I wanted you to do it for the experience even. I said, do it. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I remember.
Wow.
Okay, we're on
yeah.
the same.
Good memory.
Okay. It shocks me too. I don't know. I don't know what I had for dinner tonight, and that was only a couple hours ago.
But you can remember that. I know.
I can remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've been
seeing each other. It's going very well, and mm-hmm. He has mentioned that he's going to propose. And So you were right about I admit it.
Okay.
You were right about a romance blossoming, and to go ahead and do it, even though I was hesitant at the beginning and thought this ain't going nowhere.
But when you least expect it. That's when it happens, and I'm going to give the credit all to the angels. I can't take any of the credit because they're the ones who guide me. So all the glory goes to God and to the angels. But that's phenomenal. And I also remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, one of the reasons I had said I wanted you to go with that, I can't really take a lot of credit here because I had said I wanted you to get the experience because, I remember that distinctly. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The dating experience, right.
Yes, because you were afraid, and
mm-hmm.
frankly, I think what I had said to you, I'm maybe saying too much, but I don't think I am, was that you had a tendency to push everyone back waiting for that Prince Charming to come, and you weren't giving anyone a chance.
Right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, you did.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is a good thing. So now he's mentioned wanting to get married. You are
mm-hmm.
in love with him.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes, I am.
And he's obviously in love with you.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, what's that song, Put a Ring on It? I don't know. What's
mm-hmm.
that?
Beyonce.
Okay,
yeah, because it's funny you mentioned that song because he talks about that song, said, if you like it, put a ring on it.
Yes, that's it. That's what was going through my head. I don't listen to Beyonce music, but that's what I just heard.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love that song.
It's a good song. I'm going to say absolutely, absolutely, positively move forward with this. But now this is going to sound really, really weird. Like, I want you to seal the deal right away.
Okay.
Okay. I want you to make the commitment and then do the ceremony right away.
Do the ceremony right away.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
See, I knew
that.
Off her socks. I just feel like this is one of those things where move forward. You know, why dawdle?
Wow.
Didn't expect that, did you? I know. And I know you're not going to do that. But I'm just telling you, that's what that's the feeling I'm getting. I'm getting right now that just like full steam ahead, absolute
mm-hmm.
full steam ahead, you know? That's what
okay.
I'm getting. Yeah? Getting love. I'm getting triumph. I'm getting
wow.
commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And now here's going to be like a really odd question. He has children?
No, he does not. He
okay.
doesn't have children, but what you may be seeing, if you're seeing like young people,
uh-huh.
cadets at a military academy.
Ah, okay.
Where he's
okay.
He's like a sponsor family. Well, he's not married yet, but
yeah.
He's been a sponsor.
He's going to be.
He's been a
to
sponsor.
You, but, yeah.
So that may be what you're seeing about the young people, because there's a sponsor. They come to his house and he cooks for them and they just hang out and that kind of thing.
I would love to take credit for seeing that, but that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
At least I don't take a cheap one, because I could have. I could have said, yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
but
it.
Thank you. You're so kind. What I'm seeing is a mother figure here, and I'm a little, like, is his mama still alive?
No, his real mother, birth mother, died when he was killed in a car accident when he was 13. And
okay.
then his stepmother, he had his stepmother for a long time, even beyond his father living, and his stepmother died in 2006.
Okay.
There
was a, and this is might sound odd, but I'm going to say this, that whichever mother was connected to a horse or loved horses or enjoyed, I'm seeing a horse, I can't explain it, but I'm seeing
okay.
a horse and this mother, I know this is going to be the weirdest thing, because I usually ask people if it's okay, but since it wasn't, it's not your mother, I feel like it's okay to say this, that mother is like giving the blessing, that this is good, she wants this
okay.
to go. So I just have to do that, because I know,
oh.
you know, whichever mother, and you won't know the answer to that one until you talk to him. For some reason, I'm feeling like it's his biological birth mother.
Okay.
I'm getting that sense from, and it's weird because I'm smelling hay, and I don't understand that because, I mean, for some reason I'm thinking the location and everything doesn't make sense to me that there would be horses, but yet you know, it doesn't have to make sense to me. I just
right.
Have to,
well, he talks about thanking my mother, who's passed on, saying, I know she was part of us getting together, you know, from the great beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she grew up in the country.
Oh, were there horses?
I don't remember her having horses, because they were very poor growing up in South Georgia. But that may be the hay, because she would talk about, she said, I used to round up a 50-pound bale of hay and pitch it on top of a truck.
Okay, there you go. I mean, I'm smelling the hay so strong, and I can
mm-hmm.
see the hay. So that one I'm going to take as it could be your mother.
Yeah,
I don't know
be.
Why I assumed it wasn't, but I'm smelling the hay. I see the hay, and I'm gonna tell you something else that I'm seeing here. So give me a second.
Sure.
I want to focus because I'm hoping she can give me a little bit more validation. Then we'll know if it's your mom. The only one who'll ever have the answer to this is either you or him, and if you don't know it, then it's his mama. I am seeing a silver heart shape, a silver heart shaped necklace, and I'm seeing in the inside of that heart shape is almost a pink or like a rose quartz type color. So whoever that is associated with is where that goes. Okay.
Okay.
And so if that's your mother, then it is, and if it's not, then it's his mama.
But okay.
I see this. I'm seeing this. It's silver. It's almost antiqued silver on the outside. It looks like a heart shape with pink in the center. So that's what I'm going to go with. And she's just giving her blessing. So amen to that.
Amen.
And, yeah. Right. I mean, I am beyond happy for you. You know.
Thank
this.
You.
We don't have to worry about tangerine and nectarine.
No,
and
we don't.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about? So that's
yes,
wonderful.
I know exactly what
okay.
you're talking about. Yes,
okay.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So this is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm so, so thrilled. I cannot be more happy for you. The one thing I want to tell you is you followed your heart. You weren't going out there looking for anything other than the experience of a relationship. And then it
See?
See?
Yeah, that was it.
Isn't that
yeah.
always the way? Isn't that
mm-hmm.
always the way?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy for you. I could not be happier.
Thank
Allow
you.
It to happen. Don't get, because I know you're going to get a little fearful, and I know you're going to want to pull back a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? Because it's
mm-hmm.
it. Just remember, you can't lose.
Right.
You can't lose. There's nothing you
right.
can lose here. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nothing you can lose. So don't let fear guide you anymore, because you would not have gotten into this relationship if you let fear guide you.
I sure would not have.
Okay. There you go. There you go. So you know, keep that in your mind. This is an honorable, honest, driven, respectable man.
Mm-hmm. He is. He is a wonderful man that has a heart of gold.
I know. Yes.
To help everybody and do the right thing and just dote on me.
And
I can ask for
more. So deserve this. You more than deserve this. So you know what? I think that this man will love you for 1,000 years. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. I really think he will. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. So enjoy it. Relish it. You deserve it, okay?
Well, thank you so much.
You're so
welcome. I'll keep you
welcome.
Posted.
You made my night. God bless
you.
Thank you.
God
so
bless
much
you
for calling
too.
In. Thank
All right.
You.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, that's
isn't that great?
Awesome. Good news.
Wow. That is awesome.
I know.
So
I'm
nice.
So
it's
happy for her.
Paige took the plunge, and look how well it turned out. Yes. And she didn't let fear rule her.
Right.
And I think everybody, I don't know anybody or anyone who does not allow fear to control them.
Yeah.
We all, myself included, we all, you know, we hesitate to do things, we don't follow through with things, or we don't take opportunities. I don't think I let fear control me as much as most people, because I have this, you know,
right.
this great guidance that I get with my angels, so I'm very, very fortunate. And everybody has that available to them. But you've got to take opportunities. You've got to. You know, I did something a couple of days ago, I did an interview, right?
Yeah.
And I don't generally do those,
mm-hmm.
right? Because because I don't want to subject my children to,
right.
you know, with what I do. Kids can be mean. But I just felt it was the right time. So I did an interview. And it's the first one I've really, really done,
mm-hmm.
right? So that was so obvious.
And it went very well.
And it went very well, and I enjoyed doing it. And the person that I know from L.A. that did it is a wonderful person. And if there was anyone I would do it for, it would be her.
Right.
Because I admire her and have so much respect for her. So I'm really happy for her. And I was still fearful.
Well, of course,
you
because
know?
It's not something that is in your comfort zone either.
No, it's not. But I also realize that when God puts opportunity out, you have to go for
right.
it sometimes, you know?
Sure.
So I say to everybody,
you're going to be a superstar.
I don't want to be a superstar. I want to help as many people as I possibly
all
can.
Right.
And that's my whole goal. And you have the same goal. We want to cross over as many spirits as we can.
I know
can.
We do.
This is our goal. Right?
I know.
We do. There is,
and if we could get a TV show in the...
Oh, there you go. That's what we need to do. There you go. We should do that. That's a good idea.
Because, you know, I think it'd be fun.
It'd
because
be fun.
We're both
yeah.
so stupid. And I don't mean stupid intellectually.
Stupid. I love that. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, because, you know, we're like Abbott and Costello crossing over.
That's exactly what it's like, you know, and we sit there. I always say I'm as short as I am, as tall as I am wide, and if I start getting forward momentum towards the front door, I'm not stopping. So if I get scared in someone's home with a ghost, I'm running, look out. It's true, though. We love doing that. We love crossing, and there's nothing better than crossing over the children spirits, because when you're there and you hear them calling out for their mommy or their daddy,
yeah.
and our equipment has picked up that,
oh, yeah.
you know, and oh, my gosh, it gives you chills. It gives you chills. It's pretty cool. You know what? We'll be back in two. This is going out to D. This is just for her. 1,000 Years by Christina Perry.
Be brave.
the Christian Psychic Cafe, we just got ourselves in trouble because we were just talking about this song.
Right, and it's from Breaking Dawn. We couldn't remember which one, though.
One or two. We just saw two, and it was awesome, but I think it was one because you said it was the wedding song, and I think you're right.
I think it was the wedding song.
I think so. And we just said that we want to have, like,
not
no,
us together.
Don't
we
repeat
separately,
what we said.
But
there was something that took place in that that I, you know, that
yes,
was quite
awesome.
I mean, we all, I want to break a headboard like that. Come on, that's pretty cool. I mean, you know, anyway. My husband's going to be like,
way
what?
More information than anyone wanted.
I know, truly, 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 truly. Okay, so a big shout-out and congratulations to Dee from Jersey. And I'm so glad that she doesn't have to deal with tangerines anymore. That's good.
Do you like tangerines?
I have no comment. I will say nothing else.
You already dug yourself a little tiny hole.
I already dug myself a little tiny hole there, and she knows what I mean. All righty, we're going to go ahead and take the next caller. Got to keep an eye on the time. And I don't want anyone to forget, if you send your email address in between 8 p.m. 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to docginny@aol.com, we have done a quick pick for the Powerball drawing tonight. And how many people send in their email addresses and just put me in the Powerball thing, we will divvy it up between all those people and Jessica and I. So I want 5 of 11. Everyone's going to get an email.
Yep. And then we're all going to go to a giant party.
We're going to have a really big party. You know what we'll do?
What?
When Georgia gets engaged, we'll just say, you know. Yes.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, Georgia 814. There you go.
Okay.
Yep. When she gets engaged, you know, we're going to have to throw a big dinner party or something.
Now, how long has she been seeing this guy?
About 6 months, yeah.
Aww.
It's perfect because, you know.
What a nice love story,
you know,
huh?
When we're 15 or 16 or 19 or early 20s, that's different. But when you reach a certain attained age, then you know what you're looking for.
Well, right. And
you
there's know, no need to date for 5,000 years.
No, gosh, no, because you just really don't. So this is cool. Not so happy for her.
I know.
I'm so happy. Good night. So we've got a new caller on the line. Looks like it's 678 with a prefix of 793. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Well, hello there, ladies.
Well, Susie Q, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. Just wanted to see if you can give me a brief summary of my year ahead because my birthday is on Sunday.
December 2nd.
Ooh,
yes.
Coming
December
up, Susie.
December 2nd. Susie has
yes,
a D-Day. She's going to be 29 again.
29, me too.
Yeah, see, we all, isn't that funny?
Woo-hoo.
We're all going to be 29, that's right. And so let's take a look and see what Susie's got ahead for her, because there's a couple of different things that we want to look at here. First of all, I'm being shown steady progress, steady progress, steady progress, which means you're moving forward in your life. You've made some life changes that are good, that are positive, and they're going to bring blessings into your life. I'm also being shown that you're going to be rewarded in a lot of different ways. They're showing me three prongs, which means three different ways you'll be rewarded. One is as an individual, career-wise. That will be a success for you. Whatever direction you choose to go in that you feel affords you the most opportunity is going to bring you good success, very good success. The second one I see is with your children. They're showing me success there. So if things aren't going so good there right now or if they're going better, they're still going to get better, okay? So regardless of where you are in your children's lives now, I see that's going to increase. And the third thing is in a relationship. I've been very reticent, as you know, because, you know, the reticent. Oh, God, I did it again. Ah, I can't get that word right. I'm sorry.
Reticent,
okay,
you're
reticent.
Close.
I
you
know.
Were so close.
I'm always so close. I told the doctor that my daughter was born with trisomy.
Oh, no.
He thought he looked at me, and I said, you know, that's
what?
Not the right word.
It's called
forceps.
Right.
Yeah. See, but, you couldn't get it
no,
either.
No, I was going to. It's a syndrome.
Oh, my gosh.
No, one word in place of another.
I'm telling you, it's terrible. My mother used to do this. Okay, and it's not an
I don't need forceps.
I've done it. Yes, it would be forceps. And I've done this since I can remember.
Yeah.
That's just who I am.
And it's so amusing to me.
Well, yeah, I'm glad I can be a source of amusement for you. I do see your relationship with your children increasing and getting better. So that's important. Now, I want to get back to the relationship part, though, because I do see a pause in that, okay? that's coming, but I see a pause in that. And again, I don't want to beat a dead horse. But I do see that the relationship, there is a hold up in the relationship, and we've discussed personally what that is. And there are probably some decisions you need to make in your life. And when you make those decisions, regardless of what decision you make, and this is really important, you need to know, that is your decision to make, not mine, not anybody else's. Whatever you feel is best for you is what you need to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying there. And what they're telling me is once you make the decision, regardless of what decision you make, you're going to get a sign, and it'll be a strong one. And then become very optimistic, because they're saying that at that point a major healing within you will take place, and because you will no longer compromise who you are and what you want, that learning experience that you've made from everything you've been through will just turn into triumph. The stress will leave. You'll be able to be who you are, what you are, and who you want to be. And then I see peacefulness settling in over you. And that's the most important thing. And I do see a relationship coming, but I see that still taking some time. I do have to say, I can't tell you that you're going to meet Mr. Perfect within a year, or that you won't meet Mr. Perfect within a year. I just see that there's barriers in the way. But regardless of whether those barriers are removed or not, I do see ultimately that there'll be confidence there, and that you will finally meet the person you're looking to meet. Finally, yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 So
cool.
But you have to come to an inner decision. You have to end the turmoil. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to end it in whatever way you choose. It doesn't. You know what I'm saying? I'm not making a decision for you. I'm just saying, in whatever way you choose, you have to make a decision, and so that you can move forward. And that choice is totally up to you. Yeah, totally up to you. Whatever choice you decide.
Right.
Okay, makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay, all righty. But that's good stuff, I think.
Yeah, sounds like good stuff coming up. Let's hope so.
No. What do you mean, let's hope so? Why hope? You know that it's going to happen.
Yeah, it sounds like good stuff is coming up.
Yes, let's manifest that.
Okay. Just like we're all winning the lottery tonight. Come on.
Right?
That's right.
So you've got to, you know, I know you're waiting for Bear Hug Guy, and I know he's coming, but okay?
I'm waiting for King of Queens Guy.
I know. Jessica has the hots for the guy, what's his name, something James?
Yeah, he was on King of Queens. I love him.
Yes, I agree with Jessica. Because the Bear Hug Guy looks like the King of Queens guy.
See, there's something about him.
He's very sexy.
But you know what? I was telling them at work today, and they're like, why? And I said, I just find him so attractive. I don't
Kevin
know.
James.
Kevin James, yeah.
Yeah.
Something
He's
about
adorable.
He is adorable. And do you know, okay, oddest thing. Okay, you're going to remember this. I know you are. On 4th of July last year, we parked, Hans and I parked next to this really guy that looked just like
he
him.
He looked just
and
like him.
He was married, and he had a wife and little kids, but he could have been him. I mean, he wasn't him, but it could have been him.
It looked just like him.
And then, were you with me the other day?
We were
in some store.
We were in Kmart.
Kmart. And this guy was in front of us, and I said, oh, he looks just like that guy. And then you said,
I think it's the same guy. I mean, what a weird coincidence.
It was so weird.
Oh,
and he was so adorable. You just wanted to Velcro yourself to him.
I wanted to.
I know. That would have been odd.
He had a wife and family, and I'm like,
she might not have appreciated
ever.
It. She might have said, unvelcro yourself to my man. Don't you think, Susan? She probably would have said, this is not a good thing. Now, please leave my husband alone.
I think probably so.
I think probably so, but hey, what the heck, you know? He's an adorable guy.
Well, he's adorable. I think it's not so much his looks, it's his personality. Because mm-hmm. he's just sweet and nice and funny,
yes.
you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah. a little tiny bit overweight, but I kind of like that.
Right. Because,
yes,
you know, he's not actually like him now in real life. Kevin James is not that heavy anymore.
Well, because he's in that new movie where he has to do fighting.
Yes, I know. You know, I mean, really. And let me do a shout out real quick. Don't hang up yet. Good night to Georgia 814 D from Jersey. She's going to be signing off now. And so, good night and many blessings and much happiness. Kelly's typing in the chat room here, Susie Q. She's saying Bear Hug Guy. She wants to know about Bear Hug Guy. And Bear Hug Guy, we're talking about your Bear Hug Guy, and that he's coming.
Yes, you've seen that coming from me at least over a year, 9 months, 10 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna say that I still see him coming, but there is a barrier, and you know what that barrier is. And until you're able to either commit to that barrier or move away from that barrier, you know what I'm saying, right? And that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so, and that's not a sad thing, Susie. You know, I just think that, I'm sorry, Kelly's making comments in the chat room. She's like, I have a Bear Hug Guy. I don't want to read what she said in case, yeah, he's sitting there. So. And she loves him. That's right, that's what we're saying. So I will tell you this, Susie, that he's coming. Just give it some time. You got to get some other things worked out, and all will be good. And in the meantime, you have been moving forward in your life, and that's what more can you ask? You know, you're moving forward. Things are going well, right?
I'd like to be in the right place really soon, because as I get older, I don't want any more time to pass with the wrong person.
But only you are in control of that.
And I'm not sharing the space with this person, so I know
you're not, and I know that. I'm really glad. I think it wouldn't be a healthy situation for you. So that's really good. And you've made some really incredible positive steps, and you're more positive. Your entire life is more positive now. So you're moving in the right direction really fast. And so, you know, when we take those three prongs that they showed me, and they showed me the children, and they showed me the career, and they're showing me that the man is still on the way, that's important for you to know, okay? That's important. I want to say that's very important.
It would be nice if we could rush these men along.
Well, it would be nice to have it this year.
Yeah. I know. Well, and I'm not saying it can't happen next week, Susie Q, but I think you need to remove the natural barrier that's there, okay? So once you give up the iron lung, no, I'm kidding.
I was going to say, a natural barrier.
An iron lung, and once she gets out of it, no, I was just kidding.
I'm picturing a mountain. That's a natural barrier.
That is a natural
barrier. Or an ocean.
Barrier. Yeah, we're going to visit.
I would have no problem removing this barrier if someone new came in, and I would have no problem cutting it all off.
I understand that, but you can't replace. You can't. That would not be fair, because then that means that you're using one, and you're just you're taking advantage of him to save the place. You know what I'm saying? And there's bad karma associated with that. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If, you know, so that's the only thing I'm saying. And that is your only holdup right now, truly. Truly it is. But you're a good soul, and you'll figure it out. I know you will.
I'll have to figure it out.
I know. And I want to thank you for manning the chat room again tonight. I truly appreciate it. You do such a great job in there, and so thank you so
much
for doing that.
We're in the same club, Susie. We're still in the same club.
Yeah, see, you're both in the...
No, I don't even want to say the S S-T-U-C-K.
Do what?
She said
S-T-U-C-K.
Yes.
Stuck?
Yes. Because you're not stuck. Neither one of you are stuck.
No, we belong to the same club.
Yes.
It's very exclusive, only members only.
Yes. Isn't that wonderful?
Like that.
We belong to such an exclusive club.
That's right.
I love that. So tell us all what you're going to be doing for your birthday.
The show.
Oh, is that on your birthday? Shoot, I didn't realize that's Sunday. Yeah, that's yep.
Well, you'll have to sing happy birthday to her.
I think that should be like, you know, Susie, if you don't want to do the show that night, on Sunday nights we do the Network of Christian Psychics, but if you don't want to do that show Sunday night because it's your birthday, you know,
I don't think I've got anything better going on, really. I have my one son that's estranged. The other one I possibly could spend some time with. My daughter, I don't know. She just got a new job again.
Good.
He makes a career out of looking for a job.
I have a child like that, too.
Yes, but I am going to be celebrating big time my birthday with a big group of my friends.
Oh,
in the place that we usually hang out with our favorite band, and I'm going to get sung happy birthday to.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Awesome.
That's wonderful.
And have a birthday cocktail.
I don't know about that.
Have a birthday Shirley Temple.
Shirley.
Have a birthday hot chocolate.
Yeah,
birthday water. There you go. Yeah, there you go. Well, listen, you're going to have a great birthday. I know you will. And in the meantime, I want to thank you again for manning the chat room every Wednesday night for us, because you do a wonderful job.
Yes, you do.
And let's keep our fingers crossed that lottery powerful. You're going to move forward. I know you're going to move forward. Because I know you well enough to know that you're not going to stand around and just let it go this way for much longer. You just won't do it. You will move forward and everything will be fine. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
So don't worry about that. All is good. All is good. Just do me a favor. Just stay in good health and keep positive thoughts.
I'm trying.
And you'll be fine. I know you are. You'll do fine. You'll do fine.
Trying.
Okay.
I need Reverend Jay.
gee, what for? No, I'm kidding. I'm glad you are going to do the show Sunday night, because Sister Grace will not be able to because she has to work. So it'll be a nice time. We'll have a good time. It'll be a quaint party of
three. And maybe I'll call in and sing happy birthday.
Yes, there you go. See?
I think Jessica should call in.
I think she should call in.
I need somebody to give me a reading.
Yes. It's hard for me to read for Jessica because, you know, I know her so well.
And I keep saying, give me a reading. She's like, yeah, okay. And it never happens. And she's my friend, and she knows me too well, so I don't think it'd be too unbiased.
It's harder to read for somebody who knows that well. Yeah, it's hard to read for your own family, too. So it's. But we'll have Jessica call in, okay?
I will call in, and I will sing happy birthday to you.
That would be beautiful.
Yeah. Wonderful. Good. Maybe and Jessica actually can sing, so it wouldn't be like me singing out of key.
Oh,
okay,
good.
So.
Very good.
She's already experienced her singing.
I know. It's like, please don't sing to me, please. That's the only time anyone asks me not to sing is when I have to.
Yeah.
Anyway, Susie, God bless you. You have a wonderful night. We'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, thank you very much for my synopsis of the year.
You're very, very welcome. It's all good and all positive. Good energy, very strong positive energy I see coming in. And I hope you sent your email in for the lottery.
Yes, I did.
Good job.
Yes,
you should.
I did.
I expect you to. You should. You very well should.
Yes, the check should be in the mail in a week.
look for the number 5 of 11. I will send out all the numbers to everybody, okay? So you can watch the drawing live, all right? All righty.
Yeah.
Listen, you take care, okay?
Okay. Love you, girls.
Love
you
too.
Back.
Bye,
take Susie.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, I got something that I thought was really beyond odd today.
Beyond odd.
Beyond odd. There's odd, and then there is that step beyond odd that just makes it like, what the heck?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. And what can only be described as an extreme case of mistaking identity, there is a man from Belgium who wants his marriage annulled after finding out, wait for it, that his wife of 19 years used to be a man.
How did he not know this?
Okay. The man identified himself only as Jan, J with a Jan sound, married his wife, Monica, in 1993. Now, we're not talking 5, 2, 3, 7, 12. We're talking 19 years, okay?
And it never came up in conversation.
You know, apparently not. And I happen to know that it was her cousin who actually mentioned that he used to be a man.
So obviously there was a sex change, everything.
Well, because what your very next thought is when they had sex.
Yeah, hello.
Okay. He told the magazine, the newspaper, that they decided not to have children since he had already had two from a previous marriage, and that his wife used to trick him into thinking that she was menstruating by using sanitary napkins to conceal the truth. I don't know how that would happen. She's a bath with a ketchup bottle. I don't know. I don't want to know. But he said, even during sex, I never noticed anything. So they did, you know.
Okay.
So
it all was, like, normal?
Well, okay, so when you first read the article, right, okay, I had to go dig a little deeper when I heard the story, because I'm like, okay, now wait a second.
Right.
You know, okay, you know, some pieces don't fit here. So 19 years, after 19 years, if you've been intimate with somebody for 19 years,
yes,
you know.
I mean, and aren't you sharing your most intimate thoughts and all that?
And parts and body parts. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, because they're not going to look exactly right.
I'm thinking they're not going to look normal. And so then I thought to myself, well, maybe he'd never been intimate with anyone before and didn't know that that's not what it's supposed to look like. I don't know. But then I found out that
he... Come on.
I found out he was married for 19 years and married prior to that and had two children. So he did know what
so
one
he
looked
knew
like.
What it, yeah.
You know, and he said he discovered the truth after rumors began circulating that Monica, in quotations, had once been a man. And this is where the real man in him comes out. I pushed her against the wall, he said, and I said, I know the truth. Are you a man? Monica, are you a man?
And she said, Henry, yes, I am.
It's like, oh, my gosh. So, yeah, she then announced that she had been born a boy and that she'd been operated on. And Jan said his world then collapsed. Currently, he's undergoing psychiatric treatment. God forgive me, I don't mean to laugh at this. You know, I have to say, okay, if you are married to somebody for 19 years and you have enjoyed all aspects of a relationship with that person.
It shouldn't matter at that point.
It really shouldn't. I mean, am I wrong? Am I twisted to think that?
20 years.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking. And you know, if you're married for 19 years, I mean, that
people are crazy.
Yeah, I mean, and so, you know, I mean, now the question is, though, for him to be in psychiatric care, I wonder if he maybe is like a homophobe or something.
Okay, yeah. Let's put this scenario out there.
Okay.
You've been married to your husband for how many years?
27 years.
And what if you found out he was a woman? Tell me that wouldn't deserve
I would
you a little bit.
I would say he had one of the ugliest women in the world.
And the hairiest woman.
Exactly.
But truly, just think about how would
okay.
you feel that you've been sleeping with a woman for all these years.
I would be very disturbed.
Right.
See, putting it in that context, I would be extremely disturbed, and I would think, oh, my gosh.
You'd be like, whoa.
Yeah, I'd be like, what the heck? I would be very confused. But I would think
you'd be more upset that they didn't share this with you.
Well, and here's the question. This is the other question. Was Monica, did she have, was, you know how some boys are born and things don't quite,
well, sometimes you have both parts.
Right, and mm-hmm. so maybe she had to decide on one.
Well, that's different.
But we don't know. And see, this is what
and
I would
that,
like to
that
know.
That would be more easily acceptable.
Right, then I would say, okay. You know, but if I found out that in his teens, my husband, or my husband, who could have then been my wife, I don't know, had gotten a sex change, and I didn't know about it, then I would be slightly, quite, completely freaked out. And I would, that would really freak me out. I have something.
Then you can start sharing your clothes.
Okay, see, now you just took it from absolutely just laugh. Yeah, no, I couldn't deal with that. Nope.
See?
Could not. No. You're right. So
it would be tough.
Psychiatric care, too.
It would
right?
be tough. You'd have to go into counseling, I think.
Yeah, I think, you know,
and
what,
I
that
think,
makes
you
sense.
Know, you'd still stay together, but it'd be, you know, different.
I don't know. I knew somebody for many years. True story. I knew her through an organization, and I saw her one day, and she was just devastated. And I asked her what was wrong. She said she found out that her husband was a cross-dresser.
Well, who cares?
Well, yeah, but apparently he would go away on business trips that didn't exist just so that he could dress as a woman. She couldn't deal with it, and she ended up divorcing him.
Yeah, see, that wouldn't bother me.
If he'd been married for a long time. In a slim skirt and high heel pumps, you know. I don't know. I don't know.
I think I don't understand it because I don't understand it.
I wouldn't understand it either. But I
but
think
I wouldn't get divorced over something like that. Who cares?
Actually, that my advice to her was she loved him. She
yeah.
absolutely loved him. And I said,
and they're not cheating
why.
On you. They're dressing in
no,
dresses.
He liked to enjoy. He liked to enjoy wearing female clothes. And so he wouldn't bring her embarrassment. He actually went away on a business trip that didn't exist, and he would wear women's clothes for, like, several days just to get it out of his system, and then he'd be good for about 6 months.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I know.
It's like
I know.
Little boys that dress up in their mom's clothes, high heels and stuff. Brian used to wear high heels.
And on that note...
And he's very masculine.
And he's very manly, that's right. No, that's true. Yeah, I get it. That makes sense, you know.
But that's why he goes to my closet and looks at my shoes periodically.
There you go. Okay, so it's me, Jules 33. Jules, go ahead. I can't add you to the list unless you email me. You must email me at docginny@aol.com. She just said it in the chat room. And it has to be before the clock ticks 10:01. You absolutely have to do that because it has to be between 8 and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Otherwise, it doesn't fit the rules. I'm sorry. But please, go ahead and send that in. Everybody, thank you for listening to the show tonight. It's been a wonderful evening.
Yeah.
We've enjoyed everybody. And look for those emails to come at 5 of 11 tonight for everybody who emailed at docginny@aol.com that said, put me in the Powerball. You're in, and however many people are in there, it'll be divided, plus two more, Jessica and I, but evenly amongst all of us.
Yeah, so we need to watch the drawing
and tonight. And I have one number here that we picked, and we didn't pick it. It was a quick pick so that there were no – I did not misuse the angel's guidance
right.
at all for this. So I'm gonna pray that if it's meant to be, that all
it
of
will
us
– be.
It will be.
Yep.
Okay. Join us next week for another episode – of the Christian Psychic Cafe, where we discuss more weird and bizarre stories.
No, we're going to discuss how we're all going to spend our money.
Well, we'll probably all have to go on a cruise after.
That because, would be fun.
So maybe we'll have like a Christian Psychic Cafe
cruise.
And all the Powerball winners can go, and we can enjoy it, and we can do readings, and bring Reverend Jay. He can do healings.
Oh, fun.
Susie's read. She can do readings.
Hey.
You can bring Sister Grace. It would be wonderful, huh?
And we could eat.
Well, that goes without saying. And we'll have to ride stationary bicycles.
Well, you're right.
All right, everybody. Listen, thank you so much for listening tonight. Tune in next Wednesday night. And also, you could tune in Sunday night for the Network of the Christian Psychics. And that's at 8 p.m. as well, Eastern Standard Time. Take care. Have a good night. Of the ever-changing
I watched him fall.